flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is 107. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Coming up a little later in this hour, I'll be talking to former State Senator Susan Kent about the passing of Senate President Kerry Dietzig. She died following a battle with cancer, a very lengthy battle that she fought with all of her heart. And we were praying and rooting for her that she would come out of this and keep kicking butt in the Senate. But she has gone on to be with the Lord. And so we want to definitely lift her family up in prayer. And we'll continue the discussion of her life and political legacy here on this show, this hour and next. So please stick with us. At 1:30, we'll be talking to Susan Kent about the life and legacy of State Senator Kerry Dietzig. But we're going to be switching gears here because I tell you, it has been a week for me. I was talking earlier this week and talking earlier in the show, excuse me, with Frank Bruni from the New York Times. One of my Star Tribune columns was selected for Best Sentence of 2024. If you haven't listened, go to WCCORadio.com and please download the podcast because we had us a good old time chatting. He's now one of my new BFFs and he has no idea how I'm about to insert myself into his life. I'm surely he's teaching over at Duke University and y'all know me. I'm getting, as soon as the show is over, I'm going to book me a flight so that I can go and just invade his classroom and have a good old time with him. And yeah, so he's probably going to have a restraining order on me in very short order. So when people were calling to congratulate me, I had no idea that they were talking about my column making it to the New York Times best sentence list. I thought they were calling to talk to me about one of the assignments that God gave me this week. You know, as we get ready to have Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Minnesota State Capitol on February 3rd, a lot of business owners who were at last year's event have started signing up. On my website, they go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, click on Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. You can sign up right there. And so as the participants were signing up, I'm just looking. I'm like, oh, that's Catherine White with Black Root Sauces and Seasonings. Let me see what they've got going on. I saw the registration come through. I need to check on them and see how they're doing. And so I saw that their van had broken down. And they had raised about 165 bucks for through their GoFundMe. And I thought, okay, well, I'm gonna make a donation. And the Lord was like, nope, you're not gonna make no donation. You're gonna go and buy them a whole van. And I thought, surely, Jesus, you are not talking to me. You are absolutely not talking to me because I don't even have a new van myself. And surely the Lord was talking to me, and now I am talking to Catherine. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline because, girl, I surprised y'all. Y'all were not ready for me.
Not ready for you at all.
Y'all were not ready for me because you all signed up for Black Entrepreneurs Day, and you, the Lord just put you on my heart immediately. And when I went and saw that you all had set up a GoFundMe page because your van was breaking down, I thought, oh yeah, I'm gonna just donate some money, you know, and just, you know, make sure that they have a little extra in the kitty. And but then next thing I know, the Lord was like, go over there and get them people a van. And first of all, let me just tell you, I ain't never bought a van for myself. Okay, the van I'm driving around in now is in Sean's name. And so this was a faith walk for me because this is something I had never done. But you got to talk to me about what happened with the van. Back me all the way up to, I know that you all have your sauces and seasonings and Hy-Vee, you do pop-ups. And the sauces and seasoning are amazing whenever you all are out somewhere.
Thank you.
You
Thank
know,
you,
you
Tia.
all, that's your husband, Jervis. Hey,
Yes,
Jervis.
Jervis. Yes.
So you all, the van was just kind of conking out because you guys had really put a whole lot of miles on it, and it was just time to get a new one. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we've had it for several years now. You know, it was a second hand as well, but the power steering was going out, and then it completely went out. And there was an issue where I was making a turn or whatever, and I actually fractured my wrist. Turning it because power steering's completely out, right? And then just going downhill with several other things. But the most recent was we knew we needed brakes, so we took it in to Honest Ones out here in Cottage Grove, and they told us, they're like, we can't put brakes on this because the frame of the where the axle is connected, I guess, was it was split, and they said it could be any one of these Minnesota potholes could just snap that and send the tire one way and, you know, y'all another. So they wouldn't put the brakes on, and, you know, we ended up finding somebody, to get the, to put the brakes on so we could at least stop when we needed to. But yeah, we just knew that we were on borrowed time, and
it
not
got through the summer.
It did.
Yeah.
It got through the summer and up to this point. But we knew we were on borrowed time, and we were just not being able to make all of the events we needed to get to. And so we just knew we needed something, you know. I don't want to call it a Hail Mary, but, you know, we definitely was dear Jesus because we needed something. And the Lord told us, be specific, open your mouth and ask. Reach
Okay,
out,
and
you know?
I have to talk to Jervis about that because I know how hard it is for men to say, "Hey, I'm raising my hand. I need help." What was your reaction when, you know, the Lord placed it on your heart to do this GoFundMe? Were you resistant to it? Did you say, "Yeah, let's do it"? Talk to me about that.
Well, one of the things that my mom, rest her soul, one thing that she kind of taught us was, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. And I mean, like, we can only ask, and that's kind of all we were really focusing on.
What, 2 months before you did it?
Yeah, it took me a while. I guess one thing is, I had, you know, just knowing that we have a community, and so it didn't hurt to ask. And so if it happened, it happened. But we were just gonna try to do our best and figure it out, because that's all we can do.
Yeah, and I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to connect with you all. You know, and I tell people who are asking, they were like, oh, those are your friends. I was like, not really. I saw them at the Office Depot. They came to Black Entrepreneurs Day. I don't even think we were following each other on social media before.
No, actually, and which is kind of one of those things, being connected. But we seem to kind of, I feel like have had just oddly enough connection from the time we got a chance to see you host the Hy-Vee Summit opportunity back in February of 2022. So it's been like 2 years since we officially kind of spoke and met.
Yeah. It's been a journey that, you know, our circles keep crossing, our paths keep crossing. Yeah. You all register for Black Entrepreneurs Day. And, you know, I tell people all the time, part of the blessing is just showing up, registering, going to one of my events, making sure you're there, because you just never know how things are going to work out. You know, as business owners, we have a dollar and a dream, and we're just trying to, you know, do the best we can with what we've got, and we just never know how things are going to turn out. And speaking of turning out, how's everything working out with the van?
Honestly, everything is working out better than before, because we now have headlights that work. We have a power steering that turns the wheel, and it's getting us exactly where we needed to go to. And you know, thank God and thank you for actually blessing us, because like I said, we were just going to put it in God's hand, and that's all we can do. You know,
that's all any of us can do. Yeah. And, you know, and that's what, you know, the one thing that your wife told me when we were sitting there at Burnsville Motors getting the van. She said, I know now that God hears me, because you prayed. And there's no way for me to know your prayer, but I prayed. And so God put you guys on my heart, and he would not let me rest until I went and got this van. And so I'm just so grateful to God for giving me that assignment. And folks are texting me, they're pinging me, they want to know more about your company. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you all about this amazing company, the work that they do, how you can contract them, how you can work with them on the Shaletta Show when we come back.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 1:22. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. We will be reminiscing about my friend Carrie Dietzick, Minnesota State Senator, passed away, talking to our friend Susan Kent, and remembering her life and her legacy, and the trail that she blazed for so many women in politics and community service. So stick around. We'll be doing that at 1:30 in just a few minutes. But I'm going to continue my conversation with Catherine and Jervis White. They are local business owners in Newport. They have sauces and seasonings. And they had a GoFundMe up that we have taken down because, baby, we don't need it no more. Because when they put the GoFundMe up to say that they needed a new van, the Lord put it on my heart to get them another one, and they are riding around back in business. But folks want to know, what is your business? Because when we start talking about sauces and seasoning and catering, one thing folks know in Minnesota is good food, and you all have amazing food, amazing sauces, amazing seasonings. And so I want to make sure that people know how they can get in touch with you to hire you, to contract you, to invite you to their pop-ups, and to make sure that they are on the lookout for your products.
Oh yeah, definitely. We do have a website. which is actually www.blackrootsaucesandseasonings.com. And also, our email is blackrootseasonings@gmail.com. You can always reach out to us for inquiries. Definitely sign up for our newsletter. And as we, you know, we usually promote and inform also on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, just where we're going to be at. So pop-up events, you can look forward to seeing us again at Rondo Nights, Winter mm-hmm. Carnival in February, as well as the Black Market, Minneapolis, located on 767 Eustis Street in St. Paul. And we'll be doing those events and the rest of the events that we get contacted for. So, yeah, definitely reach out to us. Let us know what pop-up event. And we also do private corporate events as well. So,
yes. And so blackrootsaucesandseasonings.com, they've got whiskey, Bill's barbecue sauce. They've got some Italian seasonings. They've got dry rubs. They've got some Cajun Island Creole blend seasonings that I use for pretty much everything that I do. And that Magnificent Seven Middle Eastern blend seasoning is amazing. Also, that Southern Gold Glazed dipping sauce. That is one of my favorites. And you can go online and see all of this. Now, are you all doing any catering? That's the one thing that people are asking me. Do you all go into events and do catering?
You know, those are things that we're actually working forward to, towards to in 2025. We have
wonderful.
We kind of get involved with fundraisers, doing some charity events.
Right.
We also have one of those coming up also in February that we do every year for the last 3 years in Cottage Grove. So we promote our wings with our different flavors and sauces that we use because we're not, you know, definitely know how to cook. So and just to kind of touch on our products have always been non-GMO, no additives or preservatives, none of those hard to read words on the back of seasonings, and so everything that's on the packet is what's in the bag. So, you know, we want to keep it healthy for everyone, and it's also mm-hmm. low to no sodium, and so all organic natural products are being used, so nothing that's going to harm us is actually just going to make us better.
And again, that website is Black Roots Sauce saucesandseasonings.com. You can give gifts, gift cards. You can get the seasoning and the barbecue sauce, the dry rub. And here's my thing, because I don't know how to cook, so I'll be buying the stuff to support y'all, but y'all got recipes on here. And so that's good for me, for the people who don't know how to cook, because I can take your sauces and seasonings, and then I can go to the grocery store, do my shopping at the Hy-Vee, come home, and then take the recipes that you have on your website and make a delicious meal for my family. And I tell you, whenever I run out of your sauces and seasonings, you can taste it in the flavor of the food. It is not the same. So we want everybody that's within the sound of my voice, go to blackrootsaucesandseasonings.com, buy some of their products, get a gift card, check out some of the recipes. And if you're doing a pop-up of any kind, make sure you invite these amazing and fabulous entrepreneurs to your event. You will not be disappointed. Every time I have seen you all somewhere, you always sell out. People love the sauces and the seasonings. And I tell you, it is just a blessing to be connected with you all, and your drive and tenacity and the product that you put out for people is unmatched. And so I will see you guys again on February 3rd at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. I can't wait. You and hundreds of other Black entrepreneurs are going to be there, so we can go and rally and lobby our legislators. And thank y'all so much for now being friends and a part of my life. I'm just so grateful that God brought us together.
Yes, amen. Amen. Thank you.
All right, y'all have an amazing weekend, and you all stick around. I'm talking to my friend Susan Kent when we come back.